Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Welcome back, Connecticut.
Yay! We missed you.
All right, so all these stupid COVID restrictions are being lifted. Not that they're stupid. They were important.
They were there for a reason.
For the time.
Yes.
A year ago at this time, we were...
freaking out, man!
Didn't know if we'd ever be back here again, really.
Had no idea.
So it feels really good. And it's happening on a beautiful sunny day.
You did it!
Yeah, right at the beginning of summer.
Yep.
It feels great. It really does.
It's a good feeling.
I want to thank everyone for hanging in there with the radio station, whether it be, you know, an on-air partnership or a listener, tribe member. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There were times where I thought, you know what, how are we going to pay for all this? Yeah, there's a lot of things here plugged into the wall.
I was going to sell blood. And then my services.
We don't have electricity.
And my services.
Luckily, we work for a great company, a great management team, and we got through it.
Yep.
It's good for businesses now that these remaining COVID restrictions are lifted right now. Gone.
See?
Gone. Poof. The indoor mask mandate is over for those fully vaccinated. Some businesses will be keeping the requirement, so be ready for that.
Have one on you.
Healthcare facilities, elderly, assisted living, public transit, schools still going to require masks. Concerts, though, are at full capacity. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport announcing dates like crazy.
Yep.
But how does this affect you, your business?
How?
Let us know. Let's go around the state here. 1-877-764-2535. Our old buddy Dave from Riverview Bistro in Stratford is on the phone. Hey, so bars are open till 12 now, right?
Yeah. But I do want to thank you all for all you've done for all of us during this whole time. You know, keeping us appointed on top of all the things, getting all the information out there with this, talks with the governor, everything else, has been a big help for all of us as well. So we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Well, we wouldn't be able to do that without electricity.
Seriously.
So we appreciate your support.
Yeah. Simpatico over here.
Yeah, that's right.
We help
that's
each right. other out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think about it, like you said, a year ago, we were having the conversation saying, hey, we get to have outdoor seating, but we had to have a separate entrance and a separate exit. And it was markings on the floors and where everybody had to go. And that's where we sat literally on the 20th of May last year.
Markings
now,
on the floor.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody had to stay in a certain pathway and everything else. So it was wild. And now here we are. They've said we've had 100%, but now we truly have 100% because without the 6-foot spacing, you actually do have the ability to have the 100% seating that you had beforehand.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nice.
It's huge.
And will you be moving tables together?
So we're going to leave the dining room and stuff pretty much set exactly the way it is. We have a lot of people who are still very nervous about it.
Yeah.
And asked us, you know, we've had a lot of customers say so because they look at it from the standpoint of, all right, so if that person next to me is sitting down and they came in with a mask and are not vaccinated, but now they're right next to me, then I don't have the 6-foot spacing that I needed.
I've talked to a couple of restaurant owners, feel the same way.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have their people masked. Because some people feel a little bit... Everyone has a different comfort level.
Got to ease into it, yes.
Yeah.
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 Everybody's got a different take on it. So we're going to try and... I mean, as far as the private events go, that's a little different. Everybody knows each other. They have direct contact with each other, and they're pretty much all together.
Right. So that's another thing today, Dave, right? So weddings, full capacity.
Yep.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. So you can fill your room. Whatever the state says you could have in your room, you could have in your room now.
Exactly.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, which has made a lot of happy people.
Yes.
And then bars. It was if you're serving food. Right now, it's just bars, bananas,
booze.
Open till midnight.
Yeah. Right back to where it was. And the funny thing is, so now we've gotten past all the COVID challenges, and now there's the supply chain challenges.
Wow.
Like, for example, we have a Chianti on the menu that our distributor said, we might get that in June.
Oops. So order now.
Right. Wow. So the challenges of getting the products that you have, the increased prices, you know, for things like chicken, for bacon is next on the list. Lobster we talked about last time, olive oil, you know, between the shipping costs, the overall availability of the products is now the next challenge we're faced with.
It's always something.
Are you going to be asking for the vaccination card?
No, we're gonna go with the honor system. I don't think that it's going to be an easy thing to do as far as requiring people to give you your vaccination card. You know, so we're going to go with the honor system and hope that people tell the truth, you know?
Right.
You always look at bar does and check them at the door, you know, like ID.
Check ID.
Let me see your card.
Well, some people take it as a personal thing, you know what I mean? Like, this is my medical card, you know what I mean? So it's a little different thing than just asking to see if you're 21 to have a drink.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are going to react differently. Some people aren't going to care. Some people are happy to share your card. I had an event last week where they were asking me the question. I'm like, not till the 19th. And the guy was like, look, here's my cards. I got them in my back pocket. And I'm like,
Doesn't matter.
I had taped mine to my chest.
Yeah. What about
on your arm? Here he is.
Exactly.
What about wait staff? How are you doing with that?
So staffing is a big issue. It's tough to find help right now. It's one of those things where you used to be able to just constantly have a flow of people, and we're all in the same boat. You know, it's not just restaurants. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the business, and they're all in the exact same boat. But you see it in retail stores. You see it in all forms of business. Everybody's having trouble finding workers. I saw that the governor put that $1,000 bonus for the first 10,000 people that go back to work.
Do you think that'll help?
I think it would help if we joined the 21 states that got rid of the federal unemployment.
Yeah. Right, because it's $300 a week from the Fed, plus whatever you're getting on unemployment.
It adds up.
So that just the three from the Fed is $1,200 a month.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he's going to offer you $1,000 to go and get a job, you're getting $1,200 a month extra.
Until September. So that's really 3 months.
9th, 6th,
so.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of the states have 21 states, I guess, have dropped out, and they end in June or July.
All right, Dave, hold on one
second. When they've cut it out.
Hold on. We're going to conference in Mary Beth. Mary Beth, West Haven.
So the new rules is now starting tonight. The bars will stay open till 1 a.m., and on the weekends, it's back to 2 a.m.
Oh, is that right?
Really? Like old school.
Yep. Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's totally back to normal with the hours now. It was effective today.
Yeah. Good. I like Mary Beth has her, she has the information that's important to her.
Priorities, yes.
Yeah.
I work in a bar, so I know.
I was going to say bartender.
Oh.
Yes.
And Dave was just talking about the staff shortages. Are you guys experiencing that?
Not at my place, no.
Oh, good.
But I see it other places because I hear it all the time that nobody wants to work because they're making more on unemployment than if they actually worked. So.
You know, it's great that the government came to the rescue because I think we would have had a collapse. But now, it's like now, if you want to help, back off on the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mary Beth. Appreciate it.
You're the pacifier. Yeah.
Who's this? Charles? Is this a Charles?
Carla.
Carla.
Like I was saying, Charla. Yes.
Carla in Guilford.
Carla. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks.
Hello.
Now, I'm a hairdresser out in Guilford, and my question is, I'm vaccinated. Say I have a client in my chair that's vaccinated, but I have somebody else say, because everything's open up, so you can probably go back to having more people in the shops, and say the next person that comes in is not vaccinated because they don't want to do it and against it, and they don't have a mask on. How are you going to handle that in general? Because you can't ask somebody for their vaccination card because there is a HIPAA law out there.
No, I believe you
and
can.
What do you do?
Have an outdoor chair.
No, I believe you can.
Yeah,
if,
exactly.
If you can set the COVID policy for your own business, so if you want to see that card, you can ask.
But say you rent space within a business.
Yeah.
And if someone else is doing one thing and then someone else is doing another, how
That's
do you
a good
do
question.
That? How?
Okay,
how do you do that?
How do you do that?
Carla's in my face right now.
How do you do that?
Carla.
I don't know.
I'm just on the radio.
Right. We're just okay. She gave us the info.
Yeah, she wants an answer.
Right. Call the governor.
All right. You're right. All right, so you called the governor's office. Was there an answer?
They, you know, someone answered, and they really couldn't. He's like, I don't know. We have to wait. I have no clue. They didn't say anything about that.
They said, I don't
know. The complicated part about your business is that you're renting space to other people.
Yeah.
All those chairs are being... So that's basically their business. I think whoever has the lease gets to set the rules.
Right.
That would be my guess. Okay. But I could
that's
be wrong.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good answer. No, that's a great answer.
You scared me into it.
You did. So.
I don't know if it's real.
I think I peed a little.
But it's a great question.
Thank you.
Good question. Now, what is the answer? What is it? What is it?
I picture scissors in her hand, too. Like,
you want a hair color? What color? Right. What color? What color?
You want to go purple today?
Tell me right now!
It'll look good, though.
Welcome to Abusive Haircutters.
That'd be great in, like, a drive-thru.
Drill Sergeant Haircutters.
Carla, though. She gets right to the point of it. She grabs you by the throat and says, give me
the
answer.
I do. That's my personality.
I felt it lower, but yeah.
All right, Carla. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Right. Have a good day.
You too.
She didn't. No, you have a good day.
Thank you.
She did not.
Thank you, Hulk.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Hulk. Damn, man.
I like Carla.
Anybody else like go like move back a moment? Like from Mike, I'm like, oh.
You know, when she turns you around and you see yourself in the mirror and she says, what do you think?
You better say it looks good.
Love it.
Yep.
What do you think?
No.
What do you think?
No, I wanted them all. I want.
You're scaring me.
I wanted a mohawk. No, it looks good.
Picturing her asking her kids what they want for breakfast. What kind of cereal? Pick now. Too late. It's over. Go to school.
You want cornflakes?
Pushes them out the door.
Yeah. Right.
Wait a minute, Mommy, my books are inside. Get out of the box!
I'm not even dressed yet.
The door opens again, and Apple just comes flying at them.
Hits him right in the head. Here's his shoes, by the way. Clothes are being thrown out the window. Go! Run out to the bus!
No nonsense.
Oh, time is money for Carla.
She like shoots the kid out by a cannon. Jesus.
Where's your vaccination card? Show me!
Your license, your credit card's falling off.
I gave her a 20. Oh, yeah, Dayson's phone. I forgot about Dave. Dave, where were you? Helping us out, man.
Talking about Connecticut.
I'm pretty sure whatever decision she made, her client would pretty much follow.
Yes, absolutely. No,
yeah, we're good.
So the other thing is the challenge from the customers, right? Like if you have a policy and then they just say, nah, I don't have to wear a mask, right?
Yeah, because that's been a challenge since the beginning because, of course, you always had the stuff. And at the beginning with the HIPAA laws, you couldn't ask somebody for stuff like that. So they make up stories. And then the governor passed that order where we could and say, listen, unfortunately, this is the rule we have here. So you have to have a mask on. So there was always challenges at the beginning. And we'll see the similar challenges. You know, people are going to come in and you're going to just, like I said, the honor system, you're going to hope that they're telling the truth. And that's why we're going to keep the spacing, just so that even if there are people that aren't telling the truth, we're still going to have some distancing that's going to make the other people that are in the place still feel safe and still feel comfortable.
Yeah, we call mood chairs. It turns different color if you're lying. He's purple. He's lying.
Lie detector.
Right.
Have Carla at the door.
Right. Oh, yeah.
When'd you get it? Where'd you get it from?
Show me the card.
No.
Show me the card.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. She gave me a haircut.
Hey, there's a woman outside, Dave, giving someone a choke and headlock. let's go to Joe the Barber. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Morning,
you. Be calm.
Good. Well, I think in the barber shop, I'm going to have my customers still, I think, want to do face-to-face with them. Probably have them wear the mask, but in the waiting area... you know, while you're having a cocktail, enjoying the day, you can just sit there without a mask on.
Are you drinking in your waiting room?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, I've been giving up beers for the last over 50 years of the place.
Oh, nice.
My haircuts, the haircuts have always been second. The atmosphere and entertainment and hanging out, that's always been first.
That's great.
In my business.
Right. And then you don't rent chairs in your place, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. So you have a different situation than Carla. You have a different situation than Carla.
I did have a chair.
It's calmer.
I did have an extra chair, and I had somebody work it, but when the COVID came, I had to let her go, and I hope I get somebody back eventually. But I'm just going right along, putzing along, and like the merit system. Because I have
all right, Joe, thank you.
That.
Yeah. I just wanted the information. You can tell no one's in Joe's shop right now.
No, he's bored as hell.
All right, Joe. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Read the magazines.
They serve booze at his place? Really?
What's that now?
He's like having beers?
Yeah.
Having a cocktail? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Cool haircut.
It's all about the atmosphere.
Nice, yeah.
All right. Anything else, Dave?
No, I'm pretty much, we're open.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We are open.
It's a great feeling. So and I was talking to a friend of mine, Rich Jackson, who, you know, he said, look around. Like, the other states aren't, you know, we just assume everyone's like this.
Yeah.
There are other states that are still popping where we were nervous and hiding.
Yeah.
In a closet.
Yeah. Right.
They're like that now. So we're in a good spot. It's good to be in a good spot.
Right.
So we should appreciate that.
Yeah. Watch our borders.
Yeah.
Don't come in here.
Watch the border.
Don't be coming in here.
We got to get back to when we were like, we wanted to park trucks at the border.
Exactly. Right. Can't come in here. Let me see your card.
Well, Dave has a lot of outside dining. And, you know, now let's go. Let's get these, let's get the local businesses going.
Yeah.
Let's
help out here. Get out there.
Let's go. Spend, spend, spend.
Right. Get yelled at by Carla.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you all. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
Be good.
Dave, Riverview Bistro. Yeah, you know what? I should get a lawyer on the phone because I think you can ask for that vaccination card.
You should
be
able to.
I read several places, but I don't know for a fact.
You should be able to.
I think every place gets to set their own COVID policy.
Right, my place.
So just be ready. Just still have your mask.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. What's happening?
Yeah, no, I'm calling to find, you know, they were just, Chaz and AJ were just talking about, you know, the HIPAA laws and asking people for their COVID, you know, ID card.
Yes.
Those guys,
and
really?
I think that's a good question that they should find the answer to.
Well, we'll tell them to do that.
We're going to do it right now.
Yeah.
Can you get the Amvon?
Yeah,
what's
I went
face's
into a
number?
Place last night, and the guy was breaking my stones because I didn't have a mask, but I've been vaccinated. And he told me
today's the day.
He couldn't ask for the.
Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, and he said, "Oh, I can't ask you for your because of the HIPAA laws. I can't ask you for your ID. You know, your vaccination card." I said, "Come on, you got to be kidding me."
I think COVID is an exception to the HIPAA everything.
That makes sense. The HIPAA everything?
The HIPAA everything, yes. Wasn't that a song?
I think it's an exception because we've been talking about this. Are you tested?
No. You know what? We can't keep saying we think.
No. We got to find out. We got to know.
I'm going to find out right now. Hold on.
All right. Don't move.
So well organized, planned out radio segment
the
here.
Show is real radio right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Bob.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm taking this call down.
Yep.
You're on speaker on the air on the radio station. It's Chaz.
Yes.
Yes.
I know it is.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well,
fine. Okay.
That's a lawyer you want in your speed dial.
Right, it's a great exactly. First question. Right.
Yeah. You nice. Okay?
Right.
Not don't talk until I get there. We have a question about this new, you know, deal today with COVID and restrictions, right? So can a restaurant or a business ask you for your COVID vaccination card?
Funny you'd ask that question. It came up last night at a meeting I was at. The answer is, I don't know, but I wouldn't do it. I
wouldn't
think it'd be rather intrusive personally.
Right.
But they could say, if you don't want to, you know, just wear a mask.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that's probably the better solution, frankly.
Yeah, I know every business has the right to set its own COVID policy. So you can't walk into a store without a mask and say, oh, no, Biden says no masks. No, we get to set the policy.
Right.
Correct.
But, yeah, the COVID card, that's the question, and we're trying to find that one out. So.
Well, the problem is, if you ask somebody and they don't want to wear a mask, they're going to lie.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. You can't make it show you their card. So that we had this come up with one of the employers. So employers have asked us about this. What do we do with our employees? I said, well, you're going to ask them if they're vaccinated. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get you on a regular line in a little bit. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because I got you on a speakerphone. Because I didn't plan this one out. This is me.
You want a quick response?
Being me.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. All right, Bob, I'll call you back later. Thank you.
Yeah. Worth a shot?
All right. So, you know, when you're talking to an employment lawyer and he doesn't know, that means it's vague now. So, There's your answer.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank
all
you.
Right, thank
all
you.
Right, thank you.
All right. We're going to figure it out. I guarantee you before we get off the air.
Right. Somehow we will.
You want to text the governor's office?
Right in bold caps. We need you.
You know, last night I'm planning the show. I'm like, we should have the governor on. And then I thought, yeah, what the hell? I got it all right here.
Yeah, no problem. Piece of cake.
I got to tell you, I did read that you could ask for the card.
I don't see why you can't ask.
Right.
You know?
Because you could say, no, I'm not going to show you my card. And then they could say, well, now you got to wear a mask.
Exactly. That's your punishment. You don't show me, you got to wear a mask.
But he said he doesn't know, and he said, I wouldn't. So I always go with the attorney.
Right.
Joe, I'm going to be with you in a second. Sorry about this.
That whole law thing. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, guys, got something to throw into this mix with you guys. They're talking about having to show the COVID card, you know, with the HIPAA law and everything else. Here's the next question. The only thing the COVID card has on is the vaccination info and the person's name. No other supporting information. What happens when somebody says, how do I know that's your card?
Well, because you have a driver's license.
Yeah.
And then guess where we've arrived at? Showing your papers, old man.
Well, you know.
Quote Cheech and Chung.
Yeah.
Signs of papers. Wasn't
yeah, I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well.
So. Yeah, well, I had my shots. I got those Moderna shots. Not even a bump. I was really amazed. No side effects at all.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Joe, hold on 1 second. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is AJ and Chaz on there?
Yeah, we're right here. It's Chaz and AJ.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Hey, Chaz! Yeah!
AJ!
Phone call!
AJ, get over here.
I'll be right there!
Baby, baby, baby! Okay.
Hello?
Okay, you got him? Okay.
Yeah,
hey, right baby.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen, I was almost getting in a wreck here trying to listen to you guys on the radio, and I'm trying to figure out how to call you because I'm not from Connecticut, but I've been listening to you. But,
thank you.
I'm a travel nurse. I work in ICUs all over.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and so I'm working at the New Haven system, and I'm thinking about the guy, I don't know if he would warn the restaurant or whatever he was saying that he couldn't, it wasn't like asking for a COVID card or immunization record. It's not like asking for your driver's license because it's private. But if you look at your driver's license, I mean, it has your height, your weight, your address, probably your social security number, your circumcision stats, everything's on there, you know?
My circumcision stats.
Hold on.
Mine says
I gotta check my license. My social security number's not on there.
Every state's a little different. Every state's a little different.
Where the hell do you go?
All right, but what are you saying? It's just, like, too much information?
No, I mean, like, everyone's like, oh, you can't ask me for that. It's private medical information. So, first of all, say me and Chaz were going to go and have a rendezvous one night or something like that together intimately, and he wants to see my VD screening.
Right.
If I want to have the night, I get the VD screening, right? I mean, I show him my
Why
card.
Would he use me and not AJ for this one?
Because
go ahead.
Your name comes first.
I don't know, because it just came up.
Your name comes first.
I got you.
Yes.
All right, go
Chaz
ahead.
You know, so, like, I'm asking for a service that's a private company or whatever. I want to be let in, so I'm going to do what they ask. I know that's kind of a wishy-washy thing, but, I mean, you suck it up, buttercup, you know?
Yeah. If you could ask for someone's ID before they buy alcohol or cigarettes,
right?
Why wouldn't you be able to ask for it now?
Exactly.
There is so much information. I mean, your supposed height, your supposed weight.
Supposed everything, yes.
Does it have my weight?
And,
no, it has my height.
Yeah, and I mean, people are like, oh, sorry. And then the
have you ever had someone look at you and say, hey, you don't look like you're 150 pounds?
My license is pretty cool. It calls me bro for my eyes.
No, it says
bro.
Yeah, mine too.
My eyes are bro.
Mine doesn't say, mine has height, not weight.
Yeah,
mine. Which is good because it fluctuates.
I'm 60.
Get on that scale over there.
I'm 66 inches. It's like a toy.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Mine says 5'8".
Yeah, mine says 66 inches.
I feel like I'm 5'9". But.
Right.
All right, listen, we got to go. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for what you do, too. Appreciate
I have M for sex means mandatory.
I'm so much, I'm more interested in what's coming in over the phone right now.
Yeah.
Joe, do you know anything about this COVID stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, well, I love breaking news. That's fascinating. Here, I've been carrying my COVID card because I was in the city all weekend visiting friends, and I figured maybe there would be places that would ask for it. Nobody did, but I have no problem showing that card.
Me neither.
I got the two shots.
Hold on one second.
You cooperate for a while here.
Hi, Chaz and AJ, you are on the air.
Hey, Chaz, this is what I think is going to happen. People will be able to ask for a card or an ID in the beginning, but what will happen is people will start resisting and walking out of businesses, and you need to follow the money. As soon as the business owner sees that they're losing out because of that move, it'll end.
I think you're right. And I think that a lot of businesses are going to do what Dave's doing. It's like, we're on the honor system. If you come in without a mask, we may ask you, but that's it. We're just going to take your word for it.
It's going to have to be. People will protest as soon as they feel it was already a pain in the butt to have to wear a mask, and everybody didn't want to do it. Now you say, okay, it's all good, and the people have gone through the effort to get the vaccination. They don't want to have to prove it. They've already gone through waiting in the line and feeling like crap the next day and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Follow the money. As soon as the business owners trust, it's over.
Yeah. I don't mind someone asking me. I don't mind either.
I think everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
Got to cooperate here. We're never going to get out of this.
Yeah. Well, we have like a 1.3% positivity rating.
Want to keep
almost
it that way, lower.
Nothing.
Yeah, we want to keep it lower.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.